Gobble, gobble. You're 101, long distance line.
Yes, my name is, I'm from Winchester, and I just got dumped.
You got dumped?
Yeah.
Oh!
And, I mean, this guy tells me that he cares, and that, you know, he said that he likes me a lot, but he said I wouldn't have to worry about anything. But he said he needs time. What is time?
Time? How old are you, little miss?
I'm 23.
And how long were you together with him?
About 2 years.
Living together?
Yeah.
Hobbling?
Yeah.
Gobbling?
I got a little boy.
Huh?
And I got a little boy.
By him?
Yeah.
And the other, when did he tell you he needs this time?
Well, he just told me last Friday.
Last Friday? And it's a whole week, and you're still all in upheaval about it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard because, you know, you wake up to a little boy all the time, and he's calling Daddy.
Aw. And where's Daddy? Daddy's headed for the Silver Dollar Saloon. How old is Daddy?
He's 28.
28. And is he living in a different place now?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, little miss, who are you living with? Just all by yourself?
Yeah, I live in a big home by myself.
With your mom and Daddy?
No, yeah, I live by myself.
You got a job?
Yeah.
And who's taking care of the baby all day long?
My babysitter.
I'll be done. Well, you'll put your life back together. You don't want to force somebody to stay who doesn't want to stay.
Yeah, but it's just he gave me a ring and everything, and he said he really cared.
Well, I'm sure he does, but maybe he just had second thoughts.
Yeah, cold feet, huh?
Cold feet. That can happen in love. You know.
I guess it happened to you.
Oh, God, I don't want to talk about it. Well, you have to bring me into it.
So when you go come to Winchester?
Never now, if you're going to remind me of my failed marriage. Coming to Winchester at all.
Huh?
The bitterness I had with his dad, the bitterness! You want to talk to hell? At least your spousal unit was kind enough just to leave. Oh, no, I still wouldn't go. I remember she was bitching all the time, bitching. All the time I wanted to, give her a little free off and dance you. Pop, beep, pop, beep. I remember one time we expected the neighbors. They was going to play some pinochle with us. And, Estelle was in the kitchen. She's like, wash the dishes, clean the countertop, put the groceries away, polish the glasses, make sure the silverware isn't spotted. I spent so much time in this kitchen, people would think I was the cook. I'd say none if they stayed for dinner, they wouldn't, Estelle, huh? So I don't miss her at all. You sound all right. You're laughing.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find a new boyfriend.
You think?
I think you probably will. How you holding up since the birth of that child?
I'm doing fine.
Honey, but are you looking pretty sweet?
Yeah. Got blondish brown hair.
But you're keeping yourself in good fighting form?
Yeah. Fine anyway.
Well, you ain't having a love affair with the ho-hos and the rang-dangs now, are you?
No.
You're not burying your sorrows in Mallow Marsh, are you?
No.
All right. Then you'll be all right.
Nothing.
Little Winchester miss. Where do you work? In Winchester?
Uh-huh.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a parts person.
A parts person?
Uh-huh.
How do you afford that big old house on a parts person's salary?
It's easy.
They don't charge much rent there in Winchester.
No. No, they don't.
I got you. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Be careful.
I will.
Sometimes being alone is better than being with someone who's unhappy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, if you really get lonely, there's always... Okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You with me, Anish?
Uh-huh.
Good luck. See you later.
Bye-bye.
This James Dog was recently arrested and charged with assault for beating up his girlfriend's 86-year-old mother. The woman was barking and making fun of his last name, Dog. So she'd bark whenever she saw him, and he beat the crap out of him. Estelle's mom used to do that to me.
Oh, you're a disc jockey, huh?
Stacks of wax, scatters of platters. Then one day I showed her my paycheck and put her into cardiac arrest. Relationships aren't easy, little miss. That's one thing you're going to learn. I remember... one time I fell in the step behind this old-timer. I'd been to the cemetery. I fell in step behind his old-timer, and he looked kind of sad. Obviously, he dropped off some flowers. And I tried to cheer him up. I said, look around you, huh? It's springtime. A time of life. When things start coming out of the ground. He said, geez, don't say that. I just had buried three wives, for God's sake.
It's the Friday Fun Fest with the Grease Man on DC 101.